Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries, MFM, is a full gospel ministry devoted to the revival of apostolic signs of Holy Ghost fireworks and the unlimited demonstration of the power of God to deliver to the uttermost absolute holiness within and without as the greatest spiritual insecticide and a prerequisite for heaven is taught openly. Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries is a do-it-yourself gospel ministry where your hands are trained for war and your fingers for battles. Through your prayers today, your lives will not remain the same in Jesus' name.
Troubled. step into the current, and thou shalt be whole.
God bless you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is your friend in the School of Prayer and Deliverance, Daniel Olukoya. You are most warmly welcome to this great physician hour. The power of God shall single you out for honor in the name of Jesus. As you join us in this program, every grip of darkness in your life is broken to pieces in the name of Jesus. The Almighty God, who is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, will over-answer your prayers in the name of Jesus. Any pit the enemy has prepared to divert your destiny, to divert your benefits, shall be closed up by the power in the blood of Jesus. And tonight in this program, the great physician shall heal every injury and wound upon your body, soul, and spirit in the name of Jesus. And I decree upon you that every serpent and scorpion assigned to trouble your life shall be crushed to pieces in the name of Jesus. Every program of darkness opposing your greatness shall clear away. And every altar of affliction raised against your life shall scatter, shall scatter, shall scatter, shall scatter, shall scatter. And you shall recover tenfold every good thing that you have wasted. You shall recover them tenfold in the name of Jesus. Every good thing that you have lost, you shall recover them tenfold in the name of Jesus. All your wasted years shall be recovered tenfold in the name of Jesus. And any power that does not want you to lift your head shall scatter unto desolation by the power in the blood of Jesus. They shall scatter unto desolation by the power in the blood of Jesus. As you join this program, the finger of God shall arise and rewrite your family history in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall bury every enemy assigned to terminate your life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. A sevenfold amen. Amen, 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 amen. It's time to sing the anthem of this program. Great physician now is near, and hear the footsteps of Jesus. The great physician now is near, the sympathizing Jesus. He speaks the drooping hearts to cheer. Oh, hear the voice of Jesus. Sweet is not in seraph's song, sweet is not on mortal tongue, sweet as carol ever sung. Jesus, blessed Jesus. Hear the footsteps of Jesus, he's now passing by. Bear the balm for the wounded, healing all who apply. As he spake to the sufferer who lay at the pool, he said, in this moment wilt thou be made whole. Wilt thou be made whole? Wilt thou be made whole? Oh, come, weary sufferer, oh, come, see sick soul. See the life stream is flowing, see the cleansing waves roll. Step into the current and thou shalt be whole. This song loud and clear. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Wonderful is my Savior. Wonderful is my Redeemer. Worthy to be praised. Wonderful. wonderful, 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 wonderful is my Savior. Wonderful is my Redeemer, worthy to be praised. Wonderful, 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 wonderful is my Savior. Wonderful is my Redeemer, worthy to be praised. Wonderful, 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 wonderful is my Savior. Wonderful is my Redeemer, worthy to be praised. Wonderful, 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 wonderful is my Savior. Wonderful is my Redeemer, worthy to be praised. Wonderful, 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 wonderful is my Savior. Wonderful is my Redeemer, worthy to be praised. Wonderful, 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 wonderful is my Savior. Wonderful is my Redeemer, worthy to be praised. Wonderful, 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 wonderful is my Savior. Wonderful is my Redeemer, worthy to be praised. Wonderful, 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 wonderful is my Savior. Wonderful is my Redeemer, worthy to be praised. Father, we thank you for another gathering at the Great Physician Hour. Thank you, Lord, because it is written that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by him. Without him was nothing made that was made. Father, we thank you because you have promised that oppression shall be far away from your children. Father, everyone who is connected to this program, let them be candidates of mighty testimonies in the name of Jesus. Let them have testimonies that will shock their friends and surprise their enemies in the name of Jesus. Let the deliverance power of God begin to operate now. Let the healing power of God begin to operate now. Receive your healing, receive your deliverance in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 Tonight we're going to listen to this message which has blessed many lives. God bless you in Jesus' name. Father, open our understanding tonight. Help us to war a good warfare. Lay your hands upon our lives. Anoint us by your mighty power. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please listen very carefully tonight. Listen with your outer and inner ear. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Now listen to me carefully. As I speak to you and pray against the tragic school of oppression. The tragic school of oppression. If you like, the wicked school of oppression. The operations of the enemy in human lives are in different categories. One, there is something called obsession. That is, dark powers, they take hold of somebody's mind and they will make it to be listening to the words and suggestions of evil. Obsession. They're taking charge. They're not putting words, putting information inside the person. It's like they wire the person's brain. They wire the person's spirit. The person may be repeating the same thing, the same thing, the same thing, when the thing is very wrong. When the thing is strange and terrible, it's obsessed. And this is a serious situation. Serious situation. Two, there is possession. That is, dark powers move into the soul of a person. And they now take control of the will of the person.
And this is why sometimes on deliverance gun, if you tell somebody, this is what you were doing now, you say, I didn't do it, it's not me. It was because they're not in charge. Something else is in charge. I'm praying for one woman and one brother. The powers that have taken possession of your children, I command them to leave them now. In the name of Jesus. Let that amen rule like thunder. Then, there is depression. Depression. That is, the enemy places a heavy load on the spirit and soul of the person. The Bible calls it the spirit of heaviness. So the person will be sad, will have low spirits, there will be sorrow, discouragement, hopelessness, trying to give up, looking unhappy and sad. You just place a luggage, heavy load on this person's spirit. We call it heaviness of the spirit. This is a serious problem. But thank God, because the Bible says it gives beauty for ashes. The garment of praise. He gives that one instead of the spirit of heaviness. Amen. And pray that anyone suffering from depression receive your deliverance in the name of Jesus. The depressed people, sometimes they don't feel like talking to anybody. They also like locking themselves up and getting out of this world. They smile, but the smile does not go past the face. Inside there is heaviness that the enemy is using. Then, like suppression. That is subjugating the person, body, soul, and spirit. Pressing the person down. And the person will not be able to operate. Because they are pressing down. He gets to this interview, and the questions he has answered so much and practiced at home, he now gets there, they ask the questions, he's confused. That is suppression. Suppress the person. Let me let you understand this, beloved. The Bible says, the whole world, didn't say part of it, the whole world, lieth in wickedness. Very wicked. A lot of wickedness that happening around us. And people are being wasted day and night. May the wickedness of the wicked targeted against your life expire now in the name of Jesus. They must expire. They must expire. They must expire. They must expire in the name of Jesus. But these are not the areas we're going tonight. It's just good for me to tell you that there are plenty. We're going to the one that troubles almost 95% of the people. Those who are possessed, they are not in large numbers. Those who are obsessed, they are not in large numbers. Those who are suppressed, they are not in large numbers. Those who are depressed, they are not in large numbers. There are more normal people than mad people in the world. So those ones, they're not the largest numbers. The largest number are those ones that are oppressed. Oppression. The enemy is not interested in killing you, although he will if you are lying. The enemy who is attacking you from the outside. That's oppression. Sickness, trials, all kinds of things to just make life uncomfortable for you. That is what is known as oppression. This now takes us to a very deep scripture. It looks simple, but it's extremely deep. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 7. I see somebody tonight. Those people that delivered you from your mother's womb, and they stylishly collected blood from your body, and are using it now to torment your destiny. The angels of war shall bury them tonight. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 7. Simple scripture. Very, very deep. Extremely deep. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 7. Are you there? If you are there, say yes. He said, surely oppression maketh a wise man mad. Surely oppression maketh a wise man mad. Many don't understand when we say owners of evil load, carry your load. Many don't understand the words of Jesus, who said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Meaning that there are heavy burdens that people carry about. See, that one you are carrying, that is weighing you down, does not belong to me because my own burden is light. Oppression maketh a wise man mad. Meaning that oppression has the capacity to disgrace the wise. Meaning that oppression has the capacity to useless the intelligent one. It means that oppression has the capacity to hoodwink the wise. It means that oppression is like malaria. You need a microscope to see the malaria parasite in the blood of people. But as tiny as that organism is, and as tiny as a mosquito is, no matter how muscular you are, no matter how big you are, no matter how beautiful you are, no matter how handsome you are, no matter how athletic you are, if malaria gets into your body, it will make you look like a baby. Baby, it will make the person useless. Malaria is a serious matter. I was in the hospital one day to pray for somebody. And they brought in a man that had malaria. He was shaking. Was shaking badly. And they said 60 naira for admission. Said he only has 20 naira. And so the nurse at the reception did not talk to him again. So he paid 60 naira. I was looking at my bag to help him pay. This is a body man. He pulled down his trouser and turned the bomb to the receptionist. Let somebody put injection. Give me injection. Give me injection. Nobody taught the receptionist to quickly run inside. That was where malaria pushed him to. Oppression maketh a wise man mad. That is, oppression has the capacity to hoodwink the wise. Oppression has the capacity to make the wise man look very stupid. Oppression has the capacity to make the wise man act unreasonably. Oppression has the capacity to hypnotize even the most intelligent. Oppression has the capacity to put intelligence to shame. Oppression has maddening power. It has disgracing power. It has limitation power. It has embarrassing power. It has a killing power. It has a slavery power. It has a depressing power. It has the dulling power. It has the depression power. Oppression maketh a wise man mad. That is, the wise are troubled by the ways of the wicked. That is, oppression turns a wise man into a fool. That is, oppression shocks even the wise man. The storms of life have maddening power. This is a very serious matter. The other time I was invited to a university to talk to professors, and the first statement I made, I said, good evening, professors, and all of you gentlemen of the academic world. The reason you are calling yourself a professor is because there is no Goliath. When Goliath comes, we will know who the professors are. So because at the war front in those days, everybody was marching up and down. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left. Attention! At ease. at the war front. Everybody was in that one. It was very easy to do that one. But when Goliath appeared, we knew who the soldiers were. So send here a man to fight with me. If he defeats me, we become your slave. If I defeat him, you become our slaves. Send here a man and the slaves of Saul. Nobody could come out for 40 days. The man was doing it morning, evening, morning, evening, morning, evening, for 40 days. The Bible says when Goliath comes to threaten them, they tremble. It was easy to be shouting, left, right, left, right, left, right. But there's Goliath now. Goliath determined who the soldiers were. It was when David arrived that we knew who the soldier was. The storms of life, they have maddening power. Maddening power. I'm praying for somebody here. Any problem that wants to make you give up shall give up now in the name of Jesus. 1979, University of Lagos. I was a student then. And one student fell from the bus, and the bus moved through his legs. The bus did not even know that walked past somebody's legs. The driver just went away. So we carried him 1 a.m. to the Lagos University Children's Hospital, to the emergency ward. My first time in that kind of place, at the emergency ward. Plenty of people crying there. We took our colleagues in. His leg was swollen badly. So they admitted him. So we needed to go back home. I came out of that Lagos University Teaching Hospital into that road. Right in the corner of my eye, I saw a woman carrying a pot of sacrifice. Naked. I would have gone my way. But when I saw the kind of hairstyle on her head, very nice hair, I said, what will a Polish woman like this be doing in the middle of the night carrying a pot of sacrifice? I had compassion. And I was very, very rascally in those days. I don't recommend what I did to anybody. Walking up to somebody carrying a pot of sacrifice at 2 a.m. is not recommended at all. So I went. I said, madam, hello? She stopped. She said, can I help you? I said, but why are you carrying a pot of sacrifice naked? Why? I'm looking at your hairstyle. You cannot be an illiterate. She said, my brother, it's a problem. I said, what problem? So she said, I went to study in England, left my children and my husband in Nigeria. I was working, I was studying, I was working, I was studying. I was sending money to Nigeria for my husband. My husband was using the money to build a house. But when I finished my study and I came back, I found that he had thrown out all the 3 children and now he has married our housemaid. I wanted to start fighting. Somebody now said, madam, this is not ordinary. This is spiritual. You need to go spiritual. And this is why I am doing what I'm doing now. I want my family back. I want the children back. I want my husband back. What did you study? She said she studied medical microbiology. Where do you live? I collected the address. But what am I bringing out? Academical level notwithstanding, the deadness of what she was asked to do notwithstanding, whether it's somebody who didn't go to school, prepare the pot notwithstanding, oppression push her to that level. Any problem that wants to push anyone to the level of disgrace, I command the problems to be disgraced tonight in the name of Jesus. Let the problems be disgraced. Let them be disgraced. Let them be disgraced. Let them be disgraced. Let them be disgraced. In the name of Jesus, let your heaven roar like thunder. oppression is in position, there will be uncontrollable feelings, hatred, fear, uncontrollable evil thoughts, blasphemous thoughts against God, very horrible dreams and nightmares, suicidal thoughts, no self-image, abnormal medical problems, sometimes seizures like epilepsy, sometimes it's acute pain in the head, in the chest, in the stomach, sometimes it's blackout, sometimes it's large drowsiness, the person just feels drowsy, sometimes it's just regular accident, the person is accident prone, sometimes it's persistent customer of drugs. You swallow this tablet, swallow that tablet. Some swallow up to 20 tablets a day. It could be self-defeating thoughts, chronic sicknesses, self-destructive thoughts. The thoughts that this is how you are going to be, there's not going to be a change, it's going to be like that forever. Sometimes it's like there's a band around the head. Some will be hearing voices in their brain, in their head. Some will be addicted to one thing or the other. Addiction to gambling, addiction to drugs, addiction to alcohol, addiction to shopping, addiction to pornography, addiction to masturbation, addiction to lust. Sometimes all this will be happening. Sometimes it's mental illness. Maybe the spirit of rejection, constant confusion in thinking, eating obsessively, just eating and eating and eating, irrational crying, irrational laughter, bad, uncontrollable language, blackout, sudden diversion of life from good way to bad way. All these are symptoms of oppression. The enemy raises storms against you when he sees your name in the plan of God. Many of us tonight, and we are not happy with what we are going through, but you are not mad at it yet. When you go mad with it, then they will either bend or break. Many people are simply out of their minds because of oppression. How can they tell a man he went to seek for help because he had cancer? And they told him, the way this sickness will not kill you is that you have to sleep with your youngest daughter. Say, ah, she's 16. So that is what the oracle has said. Said, ah, she's a virgin. That is what the oracle has said. And you know, that's what he did. The maddening power of oppression. And yet 3 months after doing it, the cancer killed him. How can somebody rub eggs all over your body nakedly? And you say, you should go and cook it and eat it. Say, did you cook? Did you eat? Say, yes. Say, why? So because I want husband. I want husband by all means. And now you have eaten satanic egg. Oppression maketh a wise man mad. Or is it the woman that they say she'll be pouring oil into a reproductive organ? But the person who has to do it must be a prostitute. How can you be looking for a prostitute to pour oil into your body outside? It's madness. But listen, beloved. Listen very carefully. Madness only listens to the voice of a higher madness. Violence will only yield to the control of a higher violence. The maddening power of oppression can only be silenced by higher power. Only the voice of Jesus can tame the maddening power of oppression. Any power that has the capacity of making the wise to become foolish should not be toyed with at all. Jesus spoke unto storms. So oppression by the enemy can raise unprofitable conflict against you, can frighten you, can make you give up, can make you even forget that you have a master Jesus, can make you lose focus. So the message tonight is for those who are tired of being tired, those who want to defeat stubborn tormentors, those who are sick of being sick, Those who have been crying, when will my deliverance come? Those who have congregation of witchcraft backing against them. Those who have familiar spirit that will not let them go. Those who have been denied access to their right place in life. Those in whose life good things have been silenced. Those who have been harassed by wicked spirits telling them not to contest for their rights anymore. Those whose bodies have been destroyed by spiritual evil doctors. This is a very serious matter. One thing we should do tonight is to channel our holy madness against the oppressor. The energy you are wasting in gossip, backbiting, fighting people should be harnessed, gathered together against the oppressor. Put your own madness into good use. You need to ride on the wings of madness. Read your Bible well. Most of those friends of God were called mad people because in one way or the other, all men have some small madness. Many are mad when it comes to money. The kind of love, some people say they have, that love is madness. All those madness of men is something you can harness and then use it to fight tonight. Who are these oppressors? Problem expanders. Star hunters. Destiny killers. Evil spies. Head manipulators. Money swallowers. Progress arresters. Satanic ministers. And there are plenty of them around. Poverty activators. Coughing spirits. Vagabond anointing. Spirit of death and hell, strange money, witchcraft and writing, satanic arrows and bullets. These are agents of oppression. Desert spirits, evil marks, powers contending with your angels of blessings, business bewitchments, marriage killers, children killers, satanic prayers. These are agents of oppression. Territorial demoters. Pocket withholds. Destructive incantations. Occultic arrows. Demon idols. Dream manipulators. Unfriendly friends. Placenta manipulation. Helpers manipulation. Powers causing your star to wander. Household wickedness. Evil plantations, satanic poison, evil deposits, counterfeit children or strange children, unprofitable loads on the head, and multiple curses and covenants. These are the agents of oppression. So you can see for yourself that we are not here to play tonight. Anybody who is allergic to prayer is advised to leave. Anybody who is afraid of what may happen, you are advised to share personal grace to yourself and leave. Because we have war to fight. What you are going to do tonight is this. You need to become a friend of God by surrendering your life to Jesus. You need to repent from every unknown sin. And you need to join your faith with our own to disgrace every oppression. To escape from every satanic oppression. To get free from the prison of oppression. To undo every burden upon your life. To serve notice for satanic infirmity to depart. To break all yokes of the enemy in your life. To break the chains of poverty. And to kill every altar of affliction. And to destroy the chains of darkness. And then capturing back what the enemy has stolen. Oppression is such a serious problem that is a demon afflicting millions. And plenty of students in this strange school of oppression. All eyes closed. All eyes closed. But you see, if you are not born again, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus. Do so by raising up your right hand where you are and say what I'm going to say after me.
Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from now, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. In Jesus' name, amen. I thank you for your children who have joined this program. Meet each and everyone at the point of their needs. Do great, marvelous, wondrous, outstanding things in their lives in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
I thank God for those of you who surrender your life to Jesus Christ in this program. God bless you in Jesus' name. You've taken the most important decision in life, and I rejoice with you. For more information, counseling, and prayers, kindly send your name, your address, your telephone number to the WhatsApp number displayed on the screen. You can also send us an email. The email address is also displayed on the screen, and we shall be getting across to you shortly. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Now, beloved, the hour has come. We're not here to play. At least I know I'm not here to play. Oppression has made many people to lose their focus and has stolen so much from them. There are thousands and thousands of people here who, if not for these oppressive forces, they will be riding high now. But these powers have pulled them down. Therefore, this is not a day to joke. It's not a day to be looking at what is happening around you. It's a day you cry out from your heart against the forces and powers of oppression. One thing is certain tonight. The Bible has given us an assurance that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. All eyes closed. This first prayer we're going to pray, it will bring immediate release to those who have been chained down for years, to those who have been troubled by all kinds of infirmities, to those that have been told, you just have to live with this, you just have to live with this, to bring 100% release to you. Can I hear you shouting this at the top of your voice louder than anyone around you? Ribola, Bacaponte, Dakaya Boschetta, Rabosapon de Ketta, Ribosapon de Ketta, Dacaponte Ketta, the Ribosapon de Kaya Boschetta, Ribosapia, Licate, Bapia, Licatendeca, Ribosa, the Catendica Boschetta Rabba. Aha, 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 aha. Something is going on. Silence, perfect silence. You instrument of oppression in the left leg. Your time is up. Get out now. In the name of Jesus. Let there be silence. Don't say anything. Your left leg is on fire. Fire. You instrument of oppression. In the right leg, Makapataliha, River Setendikia, hear the word of the Lord. Get out now. In the name of Jesus. Silence. Yes. You instrument of oppression inside the womb, inside the reproductive organ, get out now. In the name of Jesus, you instrument of oppression in the stomach, get out now. In the chest, get out now. In the head, get out now. In the name of Jesus.
check your body now. Check it very well. Begin to do what you could not do before. The arrow of oppression is going back to the senders. Check your body very well. Something is about to happen now. And everybody must pray this prayer without any apology. Owners of the load of oppression! Hear the word of the Lord! Carry your load! In the name of Jesus! Jesus! Something is happening tonight. This is not a night for negotiation. You cannot negotiate. Jesus. Yes, carry your load. 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 In the name of Jesus. Silence. Silence. Father, let the power of the great physician be released now unto each and everyone. Yes. The power that hates your existence. The power that hates your laughter. The power that hates your joy. Anywhere they had tonight, we bury them now. In the name of Jesus. Voices of oppression. Shut up by fire. In the name of Jesus. Name we pray. Stretch your right hand. Father, let his hand carry anti-oppression power. Let his hand carry deliverance and healing power. In the name of Jesus. Smite every pain in your body, everywhere you are not comfortable with your body. Smite it 40 times, shouting, go back to your senders. Let's go! Check your body now. Do what you could not do before. Somebody is being released from stiff neck. Somebody is being released from evil swelling in the body. Somebody is being released from problem of the bones. Check your body well.
Father, I thank you for your children who have joined this great physician hour. Let your mercy and grace overshadow their lives. Lay your hands of fire and power upon them. Move them forward in a new way in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Let us share the grace in fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. We shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Seven miracle receiving area. Let's go. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.